Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Real talk. Sometimes life throws decisions our way that feel impossible to navigate. That's where a little guidance can make all the difference. At Psychic Source, our trusted psychics go beyond basic predictions. They provide real insight, helping you understand your situation, see your options clearly, and take confident next steps. Your reading is always private and judgment-free, so whether you're facing a crossroads in love, career, or life's bigger questions, you'll get honest, compassionate advice in a safe space. And the best part? Our psychics are available 24/7 by phone, chat, or video, whenever you need them. Plus, we stand by our readings. If you're not satisfied, it's free. Because when you have greater wisdom, you can create a better outcome. Ready to take control of your future? Get a reading for just 83 cents per minute, plus 3 minutes free. Visit PsychicSource.com and use promo code HELLO to get started. Psychic Source. Insight when you need it most.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Morning, everyone.
Sir, yesterday we talked about downloading phones and making what you called extractions.
Yes.
And from that data, you could create different types of reports.
So have Detective Guarino say his name again, please.
I'm sorry. Again, for the record, could you introduce yourself to the jury and spell your last name for the record?
Yeah. Good morning. My name is Nicholas Guarino, G-U-A-R-I-N-O.
Thank you.
Sir, you mentioned yesterday that you downloaded a number of phones or you were involved in the process of downloading a number of phones.
That's correct.
You explained to us that after you have the data analyzed, you can pinpoint certain items that you may want to put in a document.
Yeah, so the extractions into a program of our choosing, Cellbrite is the most commonly used, and then we can take call logs or text messages, any information that the investigator is looking for.
When you downloaded Mr. O'Keefe's phone and you downloaded the defendant's phone, did you try to create or did you create a report through Cellbrite, the software, that would show you all of Mr. O'Keefe's call logs?
Yes, I did.
And when I use the term call logs, what does that mean?
The call logs are the calls that the phone receives.
How do you create a report from Cellbrite? Can you just walk us through that process briefly?
Yep. So in the program, you can go in and select the calls from it and export it into different formats, PDF, XML, HTML, or you can create a portable case and extract them all as a portable case that we would see on my computer.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Showing you a document of Mr. O'Keefe's call logs, do you recognize that?
Yes.
And what is it?
It is the call logs, just want to make sure it's between John O'Keefe and the defendant from, so I'm going to see the dates, the 28th, January 28th, 2022 to January 29th, 2022.
Would this contain all the phone calls from his phone data, the calls between those two parties that night?
Yes, that's what I created.
Okay. I'd like to move this as an exhibit, please.
Okay.
So, if I could, Your Honor, just want to compare the issue. Yeah, same.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Thank you. Mr. Brownell.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor. Continue.
Okay.
No objection.
You captured all of the phone calls between two parties on that last document. Can you also do that with chats?
Yes, that is true.
And did you do that in this case?
Yes, I did.
Did you create a document of chats between the phones of the defendant and Mr. O'Keefe for after midnight, for the evening hours of January 29, 2002?
Yes, I did.
May I approach?
Yes.
I'm good.
You recognize that document, sir?
Yes, I do.
And can you tell us what that is?
These are the texts from the defendant to John O'Keefe. Yes.
For January 29, 2022?
Yes, that's correct. I'm sorry.
Okay. I move this as an exhibit, Your Honor.
Okay.
No objection, Your Honor.
Thank you.
624.
Did you identify or specify chat messages between John O'Keefe and a person named Jen McCabe?
Yes, I did.
Did you create a Cellbrite report?
Yes, I did.
May I approach?
Yes.
Side by? No.
Just the
two of them? Yes, go ahead. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Brownell. You're welcome.
Sir, I'm handing you a document. Do you recognize it?
Yes. This is the text message between John O'Keefe and Jen McCabe on January 29th, 2022.
And this is through a search of Cellbrite, you match their data to pull up all of their conversations?
Yes, that's correct.
Chat.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I move to introduce this, please, Your Honor.
Okay. No objection, Your Honor.
Similarly to the chats, did you do the same with calls between Mr. O'Keefe and Ms. McCabe?
Yes, I did.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Showing you a document, sir. Do you recognize that document?
Yes, this is the call log between John O'Keefe and Jen McCabe for, just want to make sure I have all the dates correct, just for January 29th, 2022.
Happens, Your Honor. Okay. No objection, Your Honor. Okay. Did you do a file extraction and a report on all chats between the phones of John O'Keefe and the defendant for a period of time?
Yes, I did.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Handing you a document. Do you recognize that document?
Yes, this is the text messages between John O'Keefe and the defendant from January 28th to January 29th, 2022.
All right, move this into evidence.
Okay. Mr. Lessie?
No objection, Your Honor.
All right, thank you. 27.
Did you have an opportunity to make a report from some of the data from the defendant's phone from January 29, 2022?
What are you referring? I did make some reports from the defendant's phone. Okay.
What's a call log report?
Again, the call log report is the calls that the party makes to another phone. So it's going to show everyone they've called or attempted to call.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Sir, I'm going to ask you to take a look at this document. Do you recognize it?
Yes.
And could you tell the jury what it is?
It's the call log from the defendant's phone for January 29th, 2022.
Okay.
It looks like everyone she called.
Introduce this as an exhibit, please.
No objection, Your Honor.
Thank you.
What we just introduced into evidence is the entire call log of calls to anybody and everybody to and from for that period of time.
Yes.
That's fair to say?
Yes, that's correct.
And then can you further isolate calls between just two parties?
Yes, you can. You can search by phone number or name.
And did you do that with the defendant's records for some parties?
Yes, I did.
Did you isolate phone calls between the defendant and Ms. McCabe for the evening of January 29, 2022?
Yes, I did.
May I approach?
Yes.
Did I ask you to take a look at this document? Do you recognize it?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
It's the phone calls from the defendant and Jennifer McCabe, January 29, 2022.
Thank you. Your Honor, I'd like to move this into evidence, please.
No objection, Your Honor.
All right, thank you.
29. Did you isolate calls between the defendant and Ms. Roberts for the night of January 29, 22?
Yes, I did.
Can I see the last exhibit, please? Thank you, sir. I'd ask you to take a look at that document. Do you recognize it?
Yes, I do.
Could you share with the jury what it is?
Yep. It's the call logs between the defendant and Carrie Roberts for January 29th, 2022. Yes.
And that's a report you created?
Yes, it is.
Your Honor, I'm going to listen to evidence, please.
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you.
Did you have an opportunity to isolate and produce a report for all chats between the defendant and Ms. Roberts for the night of January
29, 2022? Yes, I
did. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
So I'm handing you a document. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
And could you share with the jury what that is?
This is text messages between the defendant and Carrie Roberts on January 29th, 2022.
I would move this into evidence, please.
No objection, Your Honor.
Okay. Jurors, this is the way we have to put evidence in cases in Massachusetts, okay?
Sir, do you have an opportunity to identify a text message or a chat between the defendant and a person by the name of Ingrid on the morning of January 29th, 2022?
Yes, I did.
May I approach?
Yes.
Document, do you recognize it?
Yes.
Could you tell the jury what that is?
Yes, this is a text conversation between the defendants and looks like a group chat between Ingrid Curtis and Bill Curtis.
Did you make that report?
Yes, this is on January 29, 2022.
Thank you. Can I move this into evidence, please?
No objection, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Exhibit 32.
If this is a good time, if Your Honor would permit.
Okay. Jurors, what we're going to do is we will take our morning recess now, and we'll take 20 minutes to a half an hour, and we'll see you then.
Good afternoon. Just a few more items I'd like you to recognize. Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
Showing you an envelope. Do you know what's in that envelope?
Yes, it's the raw data extraction of John O'Keefe's cell phone.
Your Honor, I'd ask it to be marked simply for identification, please.
Okay.
Exhibit A, identification.
Thank you.
Second folder.
Yes, the raw data extraction of Jen McCabe's cell phone that I created.
Thank you, sir. Your Honor, ask it to be marked for identification as well.
All right.
Exhibit B for identification.
Thank you.
Trooper, you shared with us that you downloaded the extraction of the phones that you identified and you made reports based on specific identified features, for example, a conversation between two people.
Yes, well, I didn't do the extraction of Jen's phone, but I made those reports with the PDFs from the data extraction.
Relative to Mr. O'Keefe and the defendant's phones, you created a document that provided us the phone calls between them on January 29th?
Yes, that's correct.
And separately, you also provided a document that included all of the chats or text messages between John O'Keefe and the defendant on January 29, 2022.
Yes. It also included the 28th.
Thank you.
Yes.
And in that compilation, did you put together or do you create or review a PowerPoint of those?
Yes, I did.
And what was the point of that?
Just to show the texts and calls in a chronological order, because that way you're not looking at two different documents trying to compare and contrast the calls to text messages when each is coming in.
And did you begin that PowerPoint presentation with a call at 2:16:10 on January 28, 2022?
Yes, that's correct.
And are there additional chats or text messages earlier that morning?
Yes, there's a handful starting around 9:45 a.m.
May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
Exhibit handing you a folder, sir. Can you take a look at it? Let us know if you recognize what's in it.
Yes. So this is the bulk of this is the PowerPoint calls and text messages, and at the beginning, there's the messages from before 2:16 in the morning.
I'd like to introduce this as an exhibit, Your Honor.
Okay. No objection, Your Honor.
Great, thank you.
Exhibit 33.
With your permission, I'd ask the witness to leave the text messages from the morning hours, and then we'll begin the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Do you have a hard copy of those for me?
It was provided. I'll see if you have another copy if you don't have it.
All right. I have. It's in here, the pre-morning hours, the ones that we discussed at sidebar. If you don't have them.
The defense has a copy for you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ms. Little.
Okay. Thank you.
May we begin, Your Honor?
Please.
Could you first read the text messages from that morning to the jury?
Yes. Apologize if I misspell things or state things. Start time. All right. It's a little different than the format I had before. All right. This is from Karen Reed to John O'Keefe. You have really hurt me this time. This was sent at 9:49:20 a.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, I'm sorry, this has been an issue with me for 8 years. It physically hurts me to see everyone else in their life do things for them, and I'm forced to always be the bad guy. This is sent at 10:02:56 a.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I'm not the same as everyone else. Most of the time I try to do what is healthy slash smart for them. More importantly, I try to support you in what you need. You just lashed out at me and said terrible things. I don't know how you've gotten to this point with me when I'm just trying my hardest. You made your point and continue to beat me down. I have a lot going on too. Physically, I am falling apart and trying to get answers and help. 10:09:49 a.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe. I am just your girlfriend. I am not a perfect parent. I'm trying very hard and sometimes treat them dash nothing like I used to. 10:10:46 a.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, I know, I'm sorry for lashing out. I'm just hurting and struggle daily with them. Always feel like I'm failing at this parenting thing. I wasn't built for this. 10:14:12 a.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, Kaylee isn't perfect, but everything wonderful about her is because of you. 12:21:36 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, an emoji is sent at 12:21:59 on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, it's true. I know she's her mother's daughter, but she wouldn't be so bright and successful if she lived with anyone else. 12:22:51 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, wow, Kristen just sent two back-to-back messages to not lose your faith in the kids. 12:31:28 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, or in yourself, at 12:31:41 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, there's two emojis sent at 12:32:06 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, no, and there's two emojis. Life can pick you up sometimes. Please be happy with them and put away your frustrations for the rest of the day. And be so proud of yourself, JJ. That's 12:33:35 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, that's what bothers me more than anything. Should have sent Peg's or Sarah's W-2s. We are all equal guardians. 1:18:21 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, maybe you can call someone. 1:21:55 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, like who? 1:46:42 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, what time are you coming here? 1:47:38 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the Defendant, it's another emoji sent 2:05:30 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I don't know what time, feel kind of out of it, just trying to clear my head, 2:06:07 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, he writes, okay, 2:06:25 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, text me when you guys settle in later, 2:06:44 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, sure, 2:06:58 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to, oh, and it's cut off here, sir.
Yeah. May I approach, Your Honor?
Yes.
That must be where the,
so. Sorry. Would it be helpful if I take it out of the binder for you?
I believe it, yeah, it goes to the next one, so I'll start. Yes, I'm sorry.
With the court's permission, we'll begin the PowerPoint.
Yes.
So at your leisure.
Okay. The phone calls, text messages, and then we'll start with the first slide. So this is from the defendant to John O'Keefe. I feel pretty shitty about how this morning went down. I know you said sorry, but it really stung, especially when I've been trying pretty hard lately. I feel like a loser turning around, just coming back over after everything you said. 2:16:10 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, not sure what you want me to do. I said I'm sorry and I was out of line. If you prefer to stay home, I totally get it. 2:17:16 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, things in my own life have been difficult too, you know. 2:17:33 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, I know. 2:17:40 p.m. on the 28th. At 2:17:45 p.m., the defendant calls John. The phone call is answered and they speak for 2 minutes, 22 seconds. 2:23:02 p.m., the defendant calls John. That's again answered. And they speak for 1 minute, 2 seconds. At 2:24:17 p.m., the defendant calls John, and the call is rejected. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, tell me if you're interested in someone else. Can't think of any other reason you've been like this. 2:25:18 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, nope. 2:25:33 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, things haven't been great between us for a while. Ever consider that? 2:26:03 p.m. on the 28th. At 2:28:40 p.m., the defendant calls John. That call is rejected.
Mr. Green, can you explain to us the difference between not answered and rejected?
Yes, so if the call is not answered, that means the call rang out and goes to voicemail. If the call is rejected, that is someone actively hitting the send to voicemail button to disable the call to stop it from ringing. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, kids are here, not in the mood to talk. 2:29:03 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, so you're not into it anymore. That's fine, but I don't want to keep trying and you keep treating me like this. 2:29:12 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I'm trying to hug and kiss you this morning, and you whack me in the face with a pillow. 2:29:59 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, last night you're basically like, yeah, what about when we talk about the future? So why don't you just admit you're not into so much anymore? 2:30:23 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, not how it went down, but okay. 2:30:26 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, can you please admit your head is out of the game with us? 2:30:52 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, sick of always arguing and fighting. It's been weekly for several months now. So yeah, I'm not as quick to jump back into being lovey-dovey as you apparently. 2:32:28 p.m. on the 28th. At 2:32:47 p.m., the defendant calls John. That call is rejected. John O'Keefe to the defendant, OMG, stop calling. 2:32:54 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, then why would you start with me this morning? 2:32:58 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, you're setting me up to fail. 2:33:05 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, you start a number of fights from your end. 2:33:26 p.m. on the 28th. And John O'Keefe to the defendant, I've explained it a few times already, not doing it again. 2:33:31 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, so you're not into this anymore. 2:33:41 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, not into fighting all the time, correct. 2:34:03 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, if you tell me you're interested in someone else, you will never hear from me again. You can have all the space in the world. 2:34:11 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, he sends an emoji. 2:34:19 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, then stop starting with me. 2:34:20 p.m. on the 28th. 2:34:29 p.m. the defendant calls John. He rejects the call. John O'Keefe to Karen, the defendant. I'm not answering. Stop calling. 2:34:42 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, can you please answer after how you treated me earlier? 2:34:43 p.m. on the 28th. 2:34:54 p.m. the defendant calls John. That's rejected. John O'Keefe to the defendant. Kaylee is right here. 2:35:02 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe. You start a rager with me out of nowhere and then tell me you're sick of fighting with me. 2:35:41 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe. I'm going to grab a drink in a bit. 2:38:14 p.m. on the 28th. 2:38:42 p.m. the defendant calls John. That call is rejected. The defendant to John O'Keefe, can you please answer? 2:38:52 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, no Karen. Not sure why you need to announce that you're going, Not sure why you need to announce that you're grabbing a drink, but have fun. 2:39:46 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, seeing if you want to meet me later. 2:40:22 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, can you please call me? 2:40:32 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, have to take them to the doctor. He has practice. 2:40:55 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, yeah, 5 minutes. 2:41:17 p.m. on the 28th. At 2:43:01 p.m., the defendant calls John. It's not answered. At 2:43:45 p.m., the defendant calls John. The call is rejected. John O'Keefe to the defendant, my father just walked in. 2:43:58 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, okay, can you please call me for 2 minutes? 2:44:14 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, not right now. 2:44:23 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, I'm there when anyone else needs me. 2:44:26 p.m. on the 28th. At 2:45:32 p.m., the defendant calls John. The call is rejected. The defendant calls Mr. O'Keefe. Yes, John, you gave me utter grief this morning. I'd like you to call me for a minute. 2:46:16 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe. I've been trying to get over the hump with is arguing, and now you tell me you're not into doing things, and you don't want to fight weekly, but fly off the handle at 8 a.m. with me, like you're setting me up to fail. 2:47:08 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, I've been dealing with my own personal crisis over things I have zero control over. I'd like to lean on you too sometimes. Instead, I just said, I just hear everything I've done wrong. 2:48:34 p.m. on the 28th. At 2:50:56 p.m., the defendant calls John. The call is rejected. At 2:51:13 p.m., the defendant calls John. It's rejected. 2:52:37 p.m., John calls the defendant. It's not answered. At 2:53:56, the defendant calls John. Again, not answered. The defendant, John O'Keefe, you seriously cannot pick up the phone for 2 seconds. 2:54:13 p.m. 2:58:05 p.m., the defendant calls John. It's rejected. At 2:59:13, John calls the defendant. The call is answered and they speak for 4 minutes, 59 seconds. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, why don't you meet me at Hillside at 4:30/5, 3:08:55 p.m. John O'Keefe to the defendant sends an emoji at 3:10:08 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, or whenever you get, or whenever you get everyone settled, 3:10:35 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, like I said, doctor now, and he has practice till 6. If you want me to go start, if you want to go start drinking, then go for it. 3:36:21 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, I didn't know the times of his practice. 3:36:40 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, I just want to give you space at the house without me there. So rather meet you out than meet at the house. 3:37:01 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, yeah, well, now there's a 72-year-old taking up shop on my couch. 3:37:36 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, yeah, that too. 3:37:46 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, is he going to Collins? 3:38:23 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to defendant, not tonight. 3:38:32 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, so do you plan on going out tonight? 3:39:01 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, Karen, I don't know. 3:39:17 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, you're like jonesing to drink, so go. 3:39:43 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, okay, well, after how this morning went down, I don't think I need to be back over there with you. Get frustrated at how I am with the kids. Has nothing to do with drinking. 3:40 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I am paranoid now that everything I do with them is problematic, so rather see you for a minute without it, kids around. 3:40:24 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, what's your plan at 4:47:16 p.m. on the 28th? From the defendant to John O'Keefe, don't have one, 4:50:09 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, so still home, 4:50:26 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, yes, 4:50:45 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, we just got home, waiting to see what Papa decides here or else I have to get Patrick at 6. 4:59:45 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, okay, 5:01:55 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, so are you staying home or coming here? 5:02:23 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, waiting to see what you end up doing. I don't want to hang out at the house too much, like I said. 5:03:40 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I think it's clear me around with the kids around is slowly killing our relationship, and our relationship is much more important to me. 5:04:16 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. Well, there's a blizzard coming, so we'll be inside all weekend. 5:04:19 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe. It will be over by noon tomorrow. 5:04:44 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. Don't think so. 5:05:27 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe. I don't want to keep having this constant conflict of the dynamic of the four of us. The harder I try, the more it kills our relationship as a couple. It feels like utter shit to be in that position. Rather just meet you off for drinks when you figure out what your night looks like. 5:06:45 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. Well, I have no idea what's going on, so do what you want. 5:07:34 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. Need to figure out what everyone here is doing. All I know now is Madeline is coming over. No clue about Patrick yet, or if Papa is planning on hanging it for a few more hours. 5:09:29 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe. Okay, well, when you know the story, and if you want me to come up, let me know. 5:12:36 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. No, Karen, you decide what you want to do. 5:13:18 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe. I know your heart isn't in this anymore. I felt it for a while, and especially lately. I'm willing to try more, but not if you approaching the point of indifference. If you want me to come up and you can head out for a while, then say so when you know what your father is doing. 5:14:23 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. You come up and I head out. Really? Emoji. 5:15:48. John O'Keefe to the defendant. I've told you already, I don't bounce back as quickly as you do after we have a battle. 5:16:52 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe. No, head out together. With an emoji, 5:17:49 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, or meet out, 5:17:54 on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, gonna send Patrick to Collins tonight. They're picking him up around 7. Mike may hang out too when he brings Matt over. So why don't you just come over? 5:19:42 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, Mike doesn't want to go out for a bit. 5:20:20 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I would like to, been a shit day from the jump. 5:20:33 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, probably. 5:20:39 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, I just got sober an hour ago. 5:20:56 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I'll text you. Hang with Mike for a few. I don't need to butt in. Text me if/when you think you may head out. 5:25:12 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, can you send me Tim Zoll's contact info, please? 5:26:38 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, I paid the last bill, 5:27:08 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, you didn't have to do that, thanks, 5:27:43 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, are you really not going to accept my friend request? 5:32:33 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, an emoji on what FB? 5:33:01 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, yeah, we've been going out for 2 years. 5:33:20 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, I haven't gone on. You defriended me over a year ago, I believe. 5:33:48 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, Kerry texted that they're headed out in a bit. 6:05:29 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, okay, 6:14, 55 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, she's going to let me know where, 6:17, 51 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, so you're going to meet them, 6:18, 12 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, just presenting it as an option, wouldn't mind hanging out with them for drink, for a drink. 6:19 p.m. on the 28th. Sorry. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, is Mike over? 6:27, 26 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, yes. 6:29, 45 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, sounds you're like good with getting together tonight. 6:31, 32 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, was hoping after this morning you'd be interested in smoothing things over with me. 6:32, 24 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to defendant, told you to come over, but you insisted on meeting me out somewhere. 6:33, 44 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, Mike is a little off with me for a while now. I've said that multiple times. 6:34, 34 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to Karen, the defendant, time to get over it, Karen. He's fine. He was fine the other night when he came by. 6:38, 09 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, yeah, wouldn't mind hanging out with other people, like another female too. 6:39, 09 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, where are you meeting them? 6:39, 28 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I don't have plans with them. She just said they're headed out in a bit and will text when they land somewhere. 6:39, 52 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, if you want to go out with Mike solo, that's fine. Just let me know. 6:40, 17 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, I already told you what you should do. Not going to keep doing this. 6:41, 07 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I asked to let me know if you guys are going to head out. I haven't been out for drinks this week and had a shit week and a shit day. And I dread Kaylee or Pat is going to get chatty with me the second I walk in, and that is going to irritate you. 6:43, 21 on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. Pat is leaving. Kay is with Mad Cam. 6:44, 02 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. I'll text Chris then. 6:46, 44 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant. We're headed out shortly. What's your plan, Karen? 7:06, 13 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, do you want me to join or no? 7:06, 37 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, yes, wasn't sure if you were meeting the Currens. 7:07, 04 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, they are not out drinking yet. 7:07, 40 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, where are you headed? 7:09, 22 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, trying to decide maybe McCarthy's, 7:14, 48 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, okay then, let me know where you decide. I'm still down in Enfield, 7:21, 50 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, text me when you leave, still waiting on McKinney's, 7:22, 28 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I'm having issues with my hot water so had to text someone to take a look. 7:24, 11 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, an emoji, you trying to piss me off. 7:25, 35 on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, hope your plumber buddy that you texted is hot. 7:26, 24 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, nope, my shower only got lukewarm and now my sink won't run hot at all. The plumber I used to use is right down the road. 7:26, 27 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I turned that temp thing in the basement all the way up. 7:26, 52 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, check the hot water heater and see if it's leaking. 7:26, 52 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant to John O'Keefe, it's not. 7:26, 59 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, don't do that. 7:27:01 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, is the pilot lit? 7:27:08 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I was trying to get my shower hot. 7:27:12 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, yes. 7:27:14 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, don't turn it up. Don't turn it all the way up. 7:27:26 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, it will burn out. 7:27:32 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I had this issue twice before and it wasn't a disaster. I just can't remember what the cause was. 7:27:41 on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, just turn it back to where it was and get over here. 7:28:08 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I don't want to come home in a blizzard and then really be up shit creek. 7:28:53 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, so you're going home tonight? 7:29:18 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, or tomorrow or whenever. I've had a chill. Had a chill all day since my new shower. 7:29:45 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, it's going to snow all day tomorrow, no driving. 7:30:05 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, we're headed to McCarthy's. 7:41:29 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, okay, let me know if you end up leaving. 7:41:57 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, why? Now you're not coming. 7:42:27 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I'm waiting for the plumber. I actually think he's in the driveway. 7:42:56 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, we're taking Mike's car, so I'm relying on you for a ride home if he leaves. 7:43:10 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, he's not going home after. 7:43:27 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, 8 o'clock on a Friday, emoji. 7:43:31 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, he may have to get Michael. 7:43:46 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, you have a plumber coming over at 8, knowing me and Papa could have handled it. Good luck. 7:44:36 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I have always told you I will not put either of you out of your way the way everyone else in your life does. I knew it wasn't working right when you were at the doctor's with Kaylee, and I knew neither of you could get here. And this guy, Richie, fixed it last time, whatever it was. He was supposed to be here at 5, 7:48:01 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, if it's not a quick fix, I'll tell him to forget it. 7:48:20 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, if you need a new water heater, don't let him do it. 7:55 p.m. on the 28th. The defendant text from the defendant to John O'Keefe. He's here now. If it's not quick, I'm not doing it. I just want to make sure nothing is wrong slash will go wrong with when I'm not home. 7:55:44 on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, he's not a scammer. Half the quick stuff he doesn't even charge me for. 7:56:06 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, he just put the toilet seats on crooked. 7:56:28 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, status, 8:09:02 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, still here with an emoji, 8:09:18 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, said he's got to go to HD and probably be back mañana, 8:23:56 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, so, 8:24:43 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, an emoji, 8:25:02 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, just trying to figure out if I need to be here, 8:25:51 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, what does it need, 8:26:01 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I don't know. He showed me some pieces that was all rusted with an emoji. I don't understand half this stuff. 8:26:42 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant on the water heater, 8:26:59 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, yes, 8:27:08 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, tell him to leave it. I'll take care of it Sunday or Monday, 8:28:30 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, no, it's okay. I can either meet him here or just shut off the alarm, 8:28:52 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, he used to work here while I was at work, 8:29:02 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, does he realize it will be whiteout conditions tomorrow a.m., 8:29:32 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, yeah, but he lives right down the road, 8:29:47 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, Karen, this storm is going to be intense, can't drive, 8:30:19 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, okay, well, if he can't, he can't, 8:30:36 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, I'll do it Monday, 8:30:56 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, ha, I better not still have this problem on Monday, 8:31:22 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, you plan on being there, 8:31:43 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I'd to know I can take a hot shower there here if I need to, 8:32:14 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, figured you'd be in Canton till Monday, 8:32:32 p.m. on the 28th. From John O'Keefe to the defendant, I'm getting off my phone. Let me know what you're doing, 8:32:54 p.m. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I think the four of us together is toxic to this relationship. Would like to limit it, 8:33:16 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, you said so yourself for probably a year now, 8:33:52 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, blizzard tomorrow, nobody is going anywhere, 8:33:56 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, maybe I'll come back late tonight, bad snow is in the early a.m., 8:35:14 p.m. on the 28th. From the defendant to John O'Keefe, I'll head up there in a few min, let me know if you leave, 8:35:26 p.m. on the 28th. John O'Keefe to the defendant, an emoji. He says, sure. 8:35, 34 p.m. on the 28th. And that was the last of them.
We're almost done, sir.
And you can feel free to stand.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor.
So that presentation is a compilation of text messages and phone calls between John O'Keefe and the defendant on January 28, 2022?
Yes, that was.
Aside from that compilation, are there other text messages and phone calls that you've reviewed between John O'Keefe and the defendant that evening, January 28, 2002, going into past midnight, January 29, 2022?
Yes, there's more text messages.
And those text messages and phone calls, are they a separate compilation from this?
Yes, that's correct.
Your Honor, at this time, I'd ask us to release Trooper Guerrino and recall him at a later date.
Yes. All right. There's no objection, Mr. Alessi, correct?
No objection. Subject to
yes. All right. Thank you very much, Trooper. We'll see you another time.
Thank you, Your Honor. Excuse me, please.
Thanks.
Is this the time for me to see counsel at sidebar?
We'll have a little
okay.
Your Honor, may I?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'm going to introduce exhibits or clips 7 through 11.
Exhibit 34.
Thank you.
With the court's permission, could I begin with clip 7?
Yes.
When you walked out of the bar, how many drinks had you had?
I had had probably about 4. And not 4 that I completed either. I didn't drink maybe more than a few sips at the waterfall.
And 4 drinks you felt fine to drive?
Yep.
Clip 8, please.
Okay.
And is the level of intoxication pretty high here for everybody?
It's happy.
Yeah.
It's,
Zuda had a lot to drink, right?
I wouldn't say, I have like a normal amount. Like a vodka tonic every 40 minutes.
Okay. And so are you feeling like buzzed? And I'm not judging, I'm just trying to get
yeah,
a sense.
Buzzed.
Yeah.
Clip 9, please.
The final count of my alcohol intakes, probably about 5 or 6 or 4. The drinks that they were pouring me at McCarthy's, which is where I consumed most of the alcohol, was the weakest vodka tonic. It tasted just like all soda water with lime. Not that I need it to be a martini, but it might have had a splash of vodka in it. So I said, John, this drink tastes like it has no vodka in it. And he said, just get a shot and mix it yourself. So each drink was being counted as a double. So I would get a vodka tonic and then I would pour a shot into it. So that would come as 2. Frankly, it just felt like a regular cocktail. It was just a really weak pour, so I asked for a shot. So, for my taste, it just tasted like that's the normal strength of what a drink should be. So I had maybe 2 or 3 that are being counted as 4 and 6, and I don't know. I felt fine. I felt like I was buzzed. And then there was one drink, the last one that was given to me, which I would have counted as 3, but they're counting as my 6th cocktail. The guys that we were with bought a round of shots, and they gave me one that I didn't drink, but I poured it in my drink. So that's now my 5th and 6th drinks, with the 7th, which is a shot that all the men did, and I poured it. So that one glass that I'm holding, that I go into the waterfall with, has three drinks in it, a black Patron and two shots. And which is why John said to me, you're not leaving that drink here, like you haven't touched it and just poured a bunch of wine. He's like, just take it with you, which was something he always did. So then I go into Waterfall and I put that drink down and I socialize most of the time. So that would have been my sixth and seventh drinks. Then John orders me a drink at the Waterfall that I don't drink, that he takes with him. And then there was a round of shots that Chris Howard bought that I did take. So that would have been the ninth. But I did not consume 9 vodka martinis or take 9 shots, depending on how you count it. And the last 2 drinks, I didn't touch.
Clip 10, please.
And I'm not as clear as I would be if I hadn't been drinking. I mean, I had drank, so, and that led me to question, like, could I have hit him? Did I run over his foot or hit him in the knee? Did I incapacitate him? I mean, I always drive with my music blasting ever since I was 16. And I know when John got out of the car to go into Fairview, I know my car was blasting because when I got in it the next morning to go look for him, I had to immediately turn it down. And I don't know, it's stormy. I have had a few cocktails. I didn't black out, but I wasn't as lucid as I would have been if I had gone to bed at 9 and drank a tea. But I was fuzzier than I would have been if I had had no alcohol.
Clip 11, please.
I wouldn't have gotten on the expressway. I wouldn't have gotten on the expressway at 12:15 on January 29th. I mean, it was quiet. The roads were very quiet. You can see it on the videos. And I was going, you know, when I've had a few drinks and I drive, I always drive extra slow. So I know my alerts aren't as sharp as they should be. But I shouldn't have been driving. But I don't think I was driving. I know I wasn't driving recklessly. I mean, I've got plenty of video of myself driving all over the place. John's put my car in John's garage, which is incredibly narrow, and I had a very oversized SUV. You see me, there's a video of me driving through the intersection when we leave Waterfall to go to Brian Albert's, and I was always taught by my father, even when you have a green light, you always should tap the brake. You don't know who's going to run red. And I see me doing that multiple times between 12 and 1 and 5 and 6 a.m. So I know I was driving safely, not as safely or as alert as I would be if I had no alcohol. But I was not driving recklessly by any measure.
Thank you. Your Honor, may we approach?
Yes. Jurors, there was some confusion with counsel regarding witnesses. So those are the witnesses for today, so we're done for today. Counsel assures me that won't happen again, but more importantly, we're on track. We're on schedule, not going for the rest of the day, won't interfere with our schedule at all. Looks like it's, I can't tell with all the curtains here, but it looks like it's a beautiful day. You'll have a nice afternoon.
Tomorrow we'll be going on a view. So for that, we're comfortable close. We'll be walking around a little bit. We'll be going by bus, and I'll have more instructions for you tomorrow morning. But please follow those instructions. Do not discuss this case with anyone. Don't do any independent research or investigation into this case. If you happen to see, hear, read anything about this case, please disregard it and let us know, and we'll see you tomorrow morning. Remember, tomorrow's the hot day.
All rise for the court, please.
Close your notebooks and follow me.
Mr. Brennan, have you had an opportunity to think about whether experts should be permitted to either be present or watch the proceeding? And I also want to know, are you expecting to put on any expert testimony tomorrow?
Dr. Fowler will testify tomorrow. I think that should be considered expert testimony. He provides the procedures and protocol for the testing of blood serum.
Okay.
So I think he's technically considered an expert, although one of the briefer ones.
All right. Does the defense want an expert to be able to watch that? All right. So I know we've had a lot going on this morning. Do you want to address this tomorrow? When do you want to address whether experts should be present?
I can address it tomorrow morning. I can consider
it. All right. We'll do that. And have you talked about who you all mean? Like, do you all know who you want to have exempt from the sequestration order?
We haven't got to that detail. I'm sure they have in mind who they want. I haven't gotten to that point yet.
All right.
We can have that discussion so that we can present to tomorrow what my position is and address the court on the witnesses.
Sure, we can do that. And then I know you said that you've got an agreement that you'll provide witnesses or a list of witnesses in advance to defense counsel, and I'm sure you'll provide witnesses in advance to Mr. Brennan. Include me on that, please. I just like to know who's coming up the next day because I have to prepare as well.
Happy to. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So we'll see you tomorrow morning.
Thank you again.
All right.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same-day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.